Word in our gospel reading for today teaches us that the life of a Christian is but a little while. Is that good news or bad news? Again, we pray that God would bless us with His Word, His comfort, His peace, and His love on this fourth Sunday of Easter. A couple of words on our service for this morning, our opening hymn, number 818, In Thee is Gladness Amid All Sadness. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Our hymn of praise during the season of Easter is This is the Feast. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the blessings You shower down upon us. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, crucified and risen for us, for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Your word teaches us that in this world we have trouble. And sometimes those troubles seem overwhelming and insurmountable. Yet You give us a promise. These trials and tribulations will last but a little while. Give us strength and courage and peace and patience and endurance to confidently trust Your word, Your promises, Your forgiveness. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Hymn 818. Exodus setting 1, page 151. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Alleluia. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Alleluia. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds for the children of man. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ Church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He who does not faint or grow weary, his understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does this mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated for our hymn of the day, number 483, "With High Delight Yet Let Us Unite," 483.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Dear Christians, how long? How long, O Lord? How long? That's the question that's answered in our gospel lesson for today by our Lord Jesus himself. How long? Only a little while. Seven times in our gospel lesson, the words little while are spoken. Seven is a complete and holy number that teaches us that that is a complete and holy truth. Jesus answers the question about how long our struggles here in this sinful world will be. And he answers with these words, a little while. In thinking about this, I couldn't help but reflect upon how this conversation matches one between mothers and children. The mother takes the child to the doctor for shots, and the doctor or the child asks, "Mom, how long will it hurt?" The mother says, "Only a little while, then you'll forget about it." We're on the long family vacation drive. The child shouts from the back seat, "Mom, how long until we get there?" "Only a little while." Or the almost constant question around our house, "How long until dinner time?" "Only a little while." Question at the first day of school or daycare, "How long will you be gone, Mom?" "Only a little while." Yesterday, as Elizabeth and I were painting the swing set out in the yard, "How long until we can swing on this again?" "Only a little while." The child's question is almost always asked out of fear, trepidation, and anxiety. The mother's answer is almost always one of love and compassion. The same is true for our Lord Jesus. Christ, out of love for his disciples and his church, gives them the promise that his absence will only be for a little while, and then they shall see him again. Yes, he will be arrested, tried, found guilty, and killed within 24 hours of the conversation in our gospel lesson. But that absence will only be a little while. He'll rise again from the dead. He'll return to see them so that their joy may be complete in him. It's a promise made because he loves them. "Only a little while and I'll return, alive forever. Death cannot keep me away from you. Only a little while and I'll return." It's a promise repeated by Christ at the ascension, which we'll soon celebrate. As Jesus ascends into heaven, an angel asks the disciples, "Why are you staring at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." In only a little while, Jesus will be back. In only a little while, he'll return to bring this sinful world to its conclusion and to create a new world where there'll be no sin, no sorrow, no struggle, no pain. Only a little while. Dear Christians, this promise of Jesus is for you. Also, only a little while. Only a little while. Yes, we are day by day in the midst of suffering and struggle. The birth pains that Jesus spoke of. Those birth pains show themselves in the way sin affects us. We are sinned against. That means people treat us poorly. They hurt our reputation by spreading gossip about us. They steal from us. There may be people who physically hurt our bodies or souls. There are scars from these pains and wounds that we carry our entire life. We cry out to God and we say, "How long, O Lord, how long?" And he promises in his reply, "Only a little while." And not only do people sin against us, but the world promises to mistreat us because of our Christian faith. The world promises to make fun of us, to mock our faith, to treat us poorly, perhaps even kidnap or kill us for being a Christian. Occasionally we see it in the news, Christians kidnapped in Nigeria, hundreds of Christians crucified during the war in Syria against ISIS. In fact, last week, a well-known news source reported that persecution against Christianity is almost to a genocidal level, though it is largely ignored due to political correctness. That persecution may happen here. And if it doesn't happen with killing and torture, it will at least happen with verbal assault. So our cry goes up. How long, O Lord, how long? And Jesus replies, only a little while. And don't think that it's only the world that will sin against you. Because the truth is that you and I sin also. We sin against others, just like we've been sinned against. We break God's commands time and again. All the Ten Commandments are broken by us, in fact, meaning that at times we have a broken relationship with our neighbor, and at times we have a broken relationship with our God. We do wrong. We do it all the time. Each and every one of us sin against God and sin against His Word. And we live with the consequences of that sin. Broken families, broken homes, broken marriages, broken friendships, broken churches, broken communities, and the like. And the cry goes out, how long, O Lord? How long? And he answers again, yet a little while. And as a result of that sin, here is the bottom line reality that all must face. We will die. I will die, you will die, all will die, unless Christ returns first. Our bodies will stop. They'll be laid in the ground They'll decompose. And even the name engraved on our headstone over the course of the centuries will erode until no one can read it. And the world has forgotten us. That's the reality of sin. That's what it brings to us all. When we consider our length of time in the ground, we ask God, how long, O Lord, how long? How long will our bodies see corruption? How long will we be dead? And he answers, only a little while. The grave is not our final resting place after all. It is only a short stop until Christ returns to raise the dead, us included. And raise them he will. After all, he has bled, died, and rose himself so that that would be the reality for you. And your soul will never die because it already has died with Jesus on the cross in the waters of holy baptism. For did you not know that when you were baptized, you died already with Christ? So when sin kills your body, your soul will not rest in the grave. It will not be forgotten. It will not float around in this world. It will be with Jesus until that last day of this world. And when that day comes, he will stand at the foot of your grave. He'll call your body forth and put your soul back in it, and you shall live forever without end. Perfect. Sin free. And when will that happen? When will that day arrive? In only a little while. Soon. Very soon, Jesus is coming back. Every day, every hour brings that moment closer. And it will arrive. Our Lord has promised. And when it does, when Jesus does return, then you'll be body and soul in heaven. You'll be with Jesus in peace, comfort, and joy. There'll be no more sin while you're with Jesus, for his blood has washed it all away. And with no more sin, there'll be no more consequences of sin, no broken relationships, homes, communities, churches, friendships, or marriages. No hurt body, no hurt soul, no hurt conscience, no sin performed against you, and no sin that you do to others. When that day comes, there will be peace. All hurts will be healed. All sickness gone, and death will drift forevermore out of our memory. And we can ask the question, how long, O Lord, how long? How long will heaven be ours? How long will we have that perfect peace that surpasses all understanding? And Jesus answers, forever. Yes, forever. Not a little while, forever. A time that's so long that even when the first million years are accomplished, forever still stands in front of you. The days you have been promised will have no end. This forever is coming for you, dear Christians. It is yours now, if not yet fully realized. But soon, very soon, in a little while, the fullness of eternity will be yours. Just a little while more here. Just a little while more to endure persecution. Just a little while more to day by day grind through sin. Then after that, when that little while is over, eternity, world without end. For Christ is risen, he is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we confess together our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayers that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Marilyn Herman recuperating from surgery at home on this Mother's Day. We pray for joy to all mothers, comfort for those who long to be mothers, consolation for mothers who have lost a child, comfort for all who are mourning the loss of their mothers, and thanksgiving for the gift of mothers and motherhood. We pray. For the baptized children of God, that we would shout for joy to him and sing the glory of his name in response to the awesome deeds he has done toward us in sending his Son to accomplish our eternal salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that they would be diligent in their studies, faithful in their prayers, steadfast in their faith, and compassionate toward the children of God they serve. And for an increase in the pastoral vocation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our children and young people, that they would be brought up by faithful parents, receive a good education in the schools of our land, and grow into fruitful maturity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the vocation of motherhood, that mothers would love and care for their children, and that children would cherish and honor their mothers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who have been entrusted with earthly authority, that they would be given the spirit of wisdom to rule according to your will, so that justice and peace would flourish throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer in this veil of tears, and for all those who have requested our prayers, including Marilyn, Jared, Peggy, Ken, Tish, Sharon, Joe, Bob, Francine, Norma, Cindy, Al, Rachel, Joe, Karen, Bud, Lori, Bentley, Vern, Callie, Richard, Irma, Louise, Mildred, Ruth, Melissa, Rahima, Paris, soon to be new Vicar Golden, Pastor-elect Lawson Short, Heather and Shane preparing for marriage, and all those that we remember in our hearts. That they would be comforted with the sure and certain hope of life, life eternal, through Christ their Lord, knowing that a day is coming when no one will be able to take their joy from them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who partake of the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood this day, that they would receive the blessed sacrament in repentance and faith unto life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have gone before us with the sign of faith and now rest in Jesus, let us give thanks to the Lord, that we would be enlivened by the gospel and sustained in the one true faith until our last hour comes. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for you. At this time, we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address. We can acknowledge your presence in worship with us. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who promises that our sufferings and our torments will only be for a little while, but our joy will be forever. We pray that his peace and his comfort would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Thank you. Page 159, what shall I render to the Lord? To the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and borne the sins of the whole world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy,
to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away.
Lamb of God.
Depart now in peace and joy, for sins are forgiven. Welcome to the Lord's Day. The body of Christ will be for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Depart now in peace and joy. Sins are forgiven. Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. We sing now the post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord. Please stand. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We continue now with our closing hymn, number 488. Please remain standing.
Glorious way, now and forever.
seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our risen and returning Lord Jesus Christ. How long in between? Well, I don't know, a little while. A little while. But when he comes, our joy with him will be forever. What an amazing gift. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Kids don't need to be told. They're already going. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. We have a new opportunity for Bible study today, taking a little break from our Romans study. We got through chapter 3 last week, and so we're going to take a few weeks, and we have a study called Joyful Generosity, Joyful Generosity. And then when we're done with that, we'll come back and pick up Romans chapter 4. So that'll be in the fellowship hall. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in there. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. This week, Wednesday, is the last day for school and preschool for the year here at Good Shepherd. We have a closing chapel at 10:30, and you are all invited. We'll have new member welcome next week, next Sunday, at the 10:30 service. If you have any questions about Camp Comica that's coming up at the end of the month, for our 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, check with Vicar. Pastor may know a little bit, but the two young guys are in charge of that, not the old guy. A few other things that are listed in here, and please take note of, first full week in June will be Vacation Bible School. Follow the Lamb. We've got some sign-up sheets in the Narthex area. Please check that out and help out if you can. Most importantly, bring your kids, your grandkids, your neighbor kids, your paper boy, I don't know. Encourage whoever you can to be here so that they can hear God's word and rejoice in the gift of the Lamb of God, Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world. Pastor, what am I forgetting?
My paper boy's like 45.
Well, good point. Good point. The times they are changing, aren't they? Anything else? Vicar? All right. Blessed and joyous Mother's Day to all of you who are celebrating, when we pray God's blessings upon the gift of motherhood. Have a great day in the joy of the resurrected Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.